This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting protesters take to the streets in Germany over sexual assaults in Cologne New Year's Eve. Hundreds of anti-immigrant and left-wing demonstrators staged rival protests Saturday in Cologne. About 1,700 protesters from the anti-Islam Pegida movement and about 1,300 counter-protesters staged simultaneous demonstrations outside the city's main train station. Emily Michaels is one of the left-wing supporters.
We're upset and angry as women of the sexual violence that happened here in Cologne on New Year's Eve. But we're even more upset and angry that there are racists that are using this for their racist propaganda.
Reports of the attacks and robberies by men of North African and Arab descent New Year's Eve has sparked calls for tighter immigration controls in Germany. The incidents have also sparked a debate about the police department's failure to prevent the attacks. Police in Kosovo used water cannon and tear gas to disperse thousands of anti-government protesters marching in the capital, Pristina. The rally, which began peacefully, was the latest in a series of demonstrations calling on the government to resign over recent deals with bordering Serbia and Montenegro. Some demonstrators threw firebombs and stones toward a government building, breaking windows and causing part of the building to catch fire. Police responded by using tear gas to push back protesters. Several injuries and arrests were reported. Opposition parties say the government's agreement with Serbia, which grants ethnic Serbs in Kosovo greater local powers, represents a threat to the country's independence. They also reject a border agreement with neighboring Montenegro. This is VOA News. An affiliate of the Islamic State in Egypt is claiming responsibility for an armed attack Saturday that killed two members of the Egyptian security forces on their way to work. The gunman targeted a car carrying a police officer and a soldier in Giza province. As Edward Uranian reports, the attack came one day after three tourists were injured by knife-wielding militants at a hotel on the Red Sea.
International news media said Islamic State supporters posted notices on social media claiming responsibility for the shooting incident on Saturday. Those claims could not be independently verified, but the notes seen online resembled previous messages from Islamic State affiliates in Egypt. There was no claim of responsibility for the earlier stabbing attack in the resort town of Hurghada. Three European tourists were wounded, but have since been reported in stable condition. Security sources said the attackers had arrived in Hurghada by sea, but no other information about them was released. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Notorious drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman is now back at Altiplano Prison, where he escaped through an underground tunnel last July. The drug trafficker was arrested Friday during a raid in his home state of Sinaloa. Mexican Attorney General Arely Gomez Gonzalez said Guzman's recapture was the product of a huge surveillance operation. It even involved a film crew that had been working on a biography of the kingpin. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch called the capture a victory for the citizens of both Mexico and the United States. Lynch did not mention Guzman's possible extradition to the United States, where he faces charges in multiple jurisdictions. President Obama praised the U.S. auto industry for strong results last year, where sales hit a record of nearly 17.5 million vehicles. In his first media address of the new year, the president said that even though his rescue of the auto industry wasn't popular, history has proven it was the right thing to do.
Some said it was too late to turn things around, but I refused to turn my back on so many of the workers that I had met. Instead, I placed my bet on American workers.
The industry has steadily recovered since 2009, when sales were at their lowest levels since World War II. The massive Powerball lottery jackpot has reached $900 million just before Saturday night's drawing. If no one matches all of the numbers, the next drawing is expected to soar to more than $1 billion. For more on these stories, please visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.